we're doing. And it's just extraordinary what's happening in the group. It's not about making as much money. It's about helping as many people as you can and about what are you going to do with the money to contribute back. It's an honor to be with such an amazing group of people as all of you are. And the call's been going. This call's been going on for over 8.5 years, and I want to say thank you to the man who's put it together, who holds it together. And for the brand-new people, he's won almost every award there is in Isagenix, and he's such an adventurer. He's not only recreated his financial life and his personal life, but now a spiritual life, and he's showing us how to do it. He's leaving breadcrumbs through the forest. I want to turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Well, thank you, Yudonna. It's so beautiful to be here. Happy, happy, thriving Thursday, everybody. I hope wherever you are, you know, it's already way late in the day for a lot of you, I know, and for a lot of us on the West Coast as well. I just want to take one really deep breath, if you can, with me. 1, 2, 3, breathe in. And breathe out. Gosh, I love that. Just kind of resets you, you know, just helps you just give it back and just let go. Just let go, especially for the message that, you know, Casey Pluff is about to deliver, because if it's just one aha moment, just one aha moment, Jim Coover, our fearless leader, says one aha moment acted upon. Okay, so acting on it, following through, letting it know that you're there, and being grateful for the insight. Where does that lead you? One phone call could change everything. So I'm just so excited because, you know, Casey gets it so much. I wouldn't be surprised if she was announced a millionaire at the celebration. I mean, it's really amazing what she's been able to accomplish. So, Casey, good morning and welcome to the call. And she might be on mute. That's okay. And she might not be there. I'm not sure. Steph, if you're there and you have her number, would you text her? Maybe she has the wrong speaker code. Maybe her won't try. Maybe she fell back off. Casey, are you there? All right. Well, if you come on, I just want you to please just interrupt me because I want to share something. I thought Casey was going to teach today, but this is so on my heart right now. Yeah, you know what book I'm going to read from, but that's okay.
Put my glasses on here. My friend Trina told me that I'm not my glasses. So.
It doesn't mean anything. I'm just wearing glasses, right? Okay, so here is what I want to talk about for a second. I'm on page 148 of A Happy Pocket Full of Money, and I just want you to listen. If you have the book already, then open up to page 148. But this is really important, at least just follow me here. It's about judgment. It's about you judging other things and other people. I know you probably don't do that much, and you're probably getting better and better every day. I find myself doing it still, you know, and I want to just cleanse it out of my system. So listen to how he puts it here, the author of A Happy Pocket Full of Money. I'm in the bottom of page 148. Quote, avoid judging things as right or wrong. Things are just things. Their classification lies in the choice of the observer of things to classify them as good or bad, right or wrong, fun or not. The minute you judge things, you judge yourself. Probably going to repeat that one. The very second, the very minute, he says here, the minute you judge things, you judge yourself. And you also block the hidden gift that an event brings to you. The Taoists, those that follow Tao, have a wonderful way of explaining this using the story of a farmer whose horse ran away. A farmer's horse ran away. And his neighbor, feeling sorry for him, said to the farmer, "I am sorry that such a bad thing happened to you." The farmer replied, don't be, for who knows what is good or bad. Well, the next day, the horse that ran away came back to the farmer, this time bringing with it a herd of wild horses that it had befriended. The neighbor said to the farmer, "I congratulate you for your good fortune. The farmer replied, "Well, don't, please, because for who knows what is good or bad." Well, the next day, the farmer's son tried to mount one of the wild horses and fell, breaking his leg. Again, the neighbor said to the farmer, "I am sorry that such a bad thing happened to you." The farmer replied, "Don't be, for who knows what is good or bad." The next day, soldiers came to forcefully recruit for the army, but the farmer's son was exempted because he had a broken leg. Isn't that a cool story? I do love that story. It's an awesome story. And so I'm going to finish up with two more little sentences here. He keeps going. Now, this is just a simple story, but it demonstrates the miracles that the source, or God, works in the most unpredictable and seemingly unconnected ways so that all things work out together for your perfection, for your good. Because remember, I'm going to interrupt this for a second. Remember, you know, one of the things that's so clear to me now, and I hope you're considering having it be one of your own philosophies, is that the universe is on your side and God is on your side, your angels are on your side. That means everything's on your side. Everything's on your side. Not just that, though, that God's always a yes to you. That's powerful. So now let me read a little bit more here. For those who know and work with the laws of the universe, those who apply the law of cause and effect, those who have certain goals and purpose and vision, this magic works beautifully, bringing with it synchronicity and coincidences and many other twists and turns that lead to the desired end. So here it is. Avoid judging things and people. Now, I'm not preaching to you right now. I'm reading the book. And so what ends up happening is that I'm not preaching to you. This is preaching to me. I'm the one that's reading this. And so don't take it the wrong way. I'm just saying, Lenny, dear God, please avoid judging things and people. Now, let me say this. It only slows you down and harms you. I'm reading from the book now. This is the last paragraph on page 149. Oh, and by the way, sorry, I never told you this. This chapter is Conditions. They are Fantastic Illusions, chapter 11. Back to 149. Okay, so it only slows you down when you judge anything or any other person. It only slows you down and harms you. For you do not know the chain of events planned. Also, you become what you judge, and what you condemn returns to affect you. By the law of cause and effect, when you judge and condemn, you set yourself up to be judged and condemned. Your part is simply to have clear vision and certainty on all matters that relate to your life. The inner workings of how your visions and goals will come to be, the daily events, good or bad, are taken care for you, as long as you do not interfere with the process. Isn't that delicious? So your intention works like a magnet that draws to itself all that is needed to make it manifest in the physical world. Here's an example of how your intention works out. You think up a new idea. You have a new desire. You intend to have your desire come to life. This starts drawing to you all the things needed for you to attain your desire. It's a magical thing. And you have certain dreams. You meet certain people. You go through certain conditions. You acquire certain skills. You may seemingly coincidentally have certain events occur. And this process goes on. Parts of your desire keep manifesting into reality until the whole of it completely manifests. Trust the system. Do not fight the things that are drawn to you by your intention, for they are perfect drawings of your very own co-creation. So see your predicaments with humor. This is the first step to getting unattached from them. Laugh at yourself. I just love this. We're not designed for suffering, guys. The answer lies in the way we use suffering. Because it says, why do people become devastated and hit rock bottom financially, emotionally, otherwise? It's because we don't understand suffering. The humans are not designed to suffer. If we were to listen to our spirits a lot more, if we were to recapture the ability to be much more intuitive and listen to that intuition, our suffering would reduce dramatically. So, you know, you've heard David Wood say before that suffering is optional. It's totally optional. It's like a choice. Here, over here, I'll suffer. But you don't ever have to. And I guess what I want to share with you in the last that I have is just simply this. This whole idea of judgment, let's just make a decision to let it go, because we don't know all the things that happened that happened to the person. I remember one time one of my cousins got in some massive trouble, and he was very young, and he had to end up going to jail. And I loved this kid. He was quite a bit younger. He's like 6-7 years younger than me, but I was probably, I don't know exactly the thing. But I told, I was talking to my dad about how sad I felt. And that he told me a story about his childhood, and that it was a lot worse than the story I was telling him about my cousin. And I had no idea. I had no idea my dad had been through certain things. Now, that's my dad's version of what happened to him, but still, holy Toledo. It was intense, and it gave me insight into my very own dad's life. Sure, I had judged my dad, but I looked at my dad differently. And my dad always used to say, you know, he always used to say that one quote all the time. He would say, I used to be so sad that I didn't have any shoes until I met a man that had no feet. And you know, so it's like, instead of judging, since it slows only one human down, you know, then we don't have that. And so I just really want to say this, that the thing that I'm really loving is in this book, and I'm loving it. I hope you consider reading it, because it's really connecting dots for me in a huge way. It's connecting dots for me. And so I just want you to know that everything's going to be okay. But not just okay. Everything's going to be good. But not just good. Everything's going to be wonderful. But really not even just wonderful. Everything is going to be amazing. Epic. Because we came here, and it's such a wonderful journey that we're on as we start to realize who we are and that we are connected to the same being, which makes us absolutely related, in my opinion. Like, we are completely related. We all are connected. And so when we judge someone, we're really only judging ourselves. So that every experience that came into your life yesterday, you attracted it. And that's another thing that I read, I think last week, just for a second, closing a call, that anything that you see in your life, anything that comes up for you, whatever it is, it can be something with a neighbor. It can be something at work. It can be something with Isagenics. It can be some leader doing something. It can be somebody doing this or that or whatever. And you, like, want to roll your eyes? Well, be really careful on the eye roll. Okay? And so he says to look at every situation and say, I am that. I am that. I attracted it. And then ask the question, why am I that? And I've been doing this lately. Wow. Immediately, things change. Things shift. Why am I that? Because if you can agree to the I am that awareness, and that every person is coming to you with an answer for you. So just to slow down and breathe before we say anything, before we judge too quickly, too harshly, we condemn something as good or bad, it's the reason it's slowing you and I down, the reason, is because it's for us. It's an answer. We're all walking around as an answer to a prayer for somebody else. And the more we become aware of that, the easier life becomes, the better, the more delicious, the more we can really start to be present. And just like the other day on Monday, I think it was Carrie MacArthur came up with this idea of, you know, the how is none of our business. It's all about our isness. And that's fun that isness and business totally rhyme, right? Because isness is a new word as far as we can conceive from David Cameron Chikandi, the author of A Happy Pocket Full of Money. So the how is not my business. However, my isness is my business. My isness, which means my present, my mindfulness, my intentional awareness of my present moment, my state. Oh, my state drives everything else, everything. My state, so how I am living my life is everything. So if I can stay in that state if I can stay in that state of wealthy, if I can stay in that state, and as I become aware that I can stay in the state of healthy, if I can stay in the state, the beingness, the isness of happy, happy, healthy, wealthy, happy, healthy, wealthy. I am rich. I'm abundant. I am joy. I am love. I am health. And then don't doubt it. Because here's the thing. Remember, there's this ancient text, right? And the ancient text says, again, I'm going to share right here as we end. The promise, and then David really talks about this in the book, A Happy Pocket Full of Money. There's a sacred promise. I'm calling it a sacred promise. And it's called ask and it shall be given. Ask and it shall be given. It's everywhere in ancient scripture. Even right here it says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye or you desire, when you pray, believe that you already receive and you shall have them. So that's the promise, right? The promise is anything you ask for, no doubting, full faith, 100% certainty, bam, will be given to you. I mean, he even goes so far as he says, if you get to that point, that if you say something like, hey, mountain, over there, hey, you, mountain, go ahead and just jump into the sea right there. Go ahead. And you have no doubt in your heart, and you believe it with all your heart, no doubting, 100%, from that mountain straight into the ocean. So why can't we think that we can find five rock star leaders? Of course we can. You just need five. Just put two on one leg and three on the other, and bam. You want to talk about wealth and health and feeling like you're part of something bigger and connecting those five to all your friends and getting them on these calls and letting them be exposed to Mechanic to Millionaire and the different books we're reading and join our tribe that is vibe-alicious. That's what our tribe is, right? And so, guys, thanks for letting me be here and share for these 15 minutes today. And whatever you do, you know, ask those questions. I am that. Why am I that? What if we did that instead of saying, that's stupid, that's lame? We roll our eyes because we're so just like disgusted with the thing that we're witnessing in another person when really, really? That somehow must be in us, right? And so let's let go of the judgment and let's say yes to happiness and richness and love, unending. So let's all take a breath together and say an I am. One, two, three, breathe in. I am happy, healthy, wealthy. Just be that. And in the very moment you are that, you will start to in that instant. It's first cause. Your state is first cause. So I am is first cause, and first cause will always sprout the thought. The thought comes from the first cause. The thought comes from your state. The thought then moves right into words, right? We know that. Words and images, right? So let me just finish with this thing that I wrote the other day. Thoughts are being expressed. Words are thoughts expressed. Actions are words expressed. Life is images of the mind expressed. I wrote, service is love expressed. Blessings are answers expressed. Work is love expressed. And inspiration that you and I get, those aha moments, well, that's how God or spirit or source, call it what you want to right there, that's how it communicates to your being. Because you can't separate it from the beingness. And so let's get this straight. I'm so excited. These are little dots that I've just been like just barely looting from time to time in my life. And I'm so excited that I get them now. And I can't wait to share more and more with you and expand all of our wealth consciousnesses together. And what a great time, because we're about to see each other in San Diego. So with that, let's have a great Thursday. And we'll send Casey lots of love, because she's probably traveling and may not have a great signal. So guys, let's do a 1, 2, 3 Isagenics, and we'll be on tomorrow. So.
Unmuted.
All right, we're live. 1, 2, 3.
Isagenics. Thank you, Emily.